Growing knowledge about COVID-19 means the way doctors treat patients with the disease is changing. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
At the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak in Monroe County, doctors found that some patients who seemed like they would weather the illness instead deteriorated very quickly. Doctors started getting patients on ventilators early. The reasoning was that it might be the only way to save a patient's life. But as doctors got more experience with the disease, they found ways to keep patients off ventilators longer. Dr. Paritosh Prasad is the director of the Strong Memorial Hospital unit that handles critically ill COVID-19 patients. He says with a new illness, hospitals have to get creative.
This is the art of medicine, not the science of medicine.
One of the ways they came up with to keep patients off ventilators was rolling them onto their stomachs to change the way fluid accumulates in the lungs. Another change in COVID-19 treatment, hydroxychloroquine is out. Steroids are in. Prasad says steroids help the body's army of immune responses recognize when it's beaten the illness so that it doesn't keep damaging healthy parts of the body.
Part of what you want your army to do is to respond to a threat and then stand down. You don't want them to keep going and keep, you know, and there being more collateral damage. So the steroids, what it's doing is it's now turning down the response.
Prasad says doctors at URMC have been using steroids for COVID-19 patients for months, but new research points to a particular steroid, dexamethasone, as a potentially promising treatment. It still needs peer review, but Prasad says initial results look good. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.